Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Let's get into Purdy here, because Purdy spoke yesterday at the podium, and I want to get into this Purdy sound here. He talked about the balance of scrambling and throwing the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the situation that we're in within the game and being smart with the ball, putting my team and my offense in the best situation possible. If I can make something happen with my legs and move the chains or get a positive gain, great, let's go. But at the same time, knowing that, you know, that's not going to be the case every time I'm scrambling around like it's backyard football. Like, I got to be smart, make a couple guys miss, maybe throw the ball away, being willing to play with third manageable rather than, you know, trying to make up for it after a 10-yard loss with a crazy scramble. So definitely depends on the situation, but also knowing that I have confidence and belief in my legs as well to make some plays in the right scenario. So fine balance.
Well, he's also asked why is he holding on to the ball so long? Here's what Purdy had to say.
I feel like there's just been some plays where I'm scrambling and stuff just because, like, what the defense is doing in terms of dropping eight and giving us some different looks in that regard. So for me, it's more been about keeping a play alive, and it's been good. And there's also been some plays, obviously, where, you know, we've had, you know, minus 10 or whatever from trying to scramble around and stuff. So I think those kinds of plays that pop up, so that maybe how that's affected the stats with that. But for me, I still go about my progressions and everything just like I have the last couple of years with our offense and our system. You know, I'm not going into a game going, all right, I'm going to hold on to the ball longer here and try to make something happen. It's how can I be efficient, help out the O-line, get the ball out of my hands, and do my job. But this, the teams that we've played, the schemes that we've played, I guess they've done some of that where they're dropping more back in the zone and making me go through my progression. And turns out I'm holding on to the ball.
He's holding on to the ball a lot. Now, will he hold on to the ball a lot tomorrow night? Here's what he had to say about McDonald's defensive scheme.
I'd say so. Scheme is pretty similar, and how they call the plays and stuff looks similar. Obviously, the personnel and everything is different, and so we just got to know which guys to look out for in certain situations. But yeah, the scheme is very similar.
So that's Brock Purdy there about holding on to the football too long and trying to find the right balance there, and I think he understands it. He'll watch the film. He'll get the ball out quicker. But at the same time, during a scramble drill, Shasky, guys are not uncovering.
No.
They're not coming back to the football. So it goes hand in hand. He's buying time for you, which we love. We love when a quarterback extends a play.
Mm-hmm.
When are these receivers going to find an open spot?
I don't know. It's a great question. It's something they're going to have to absolutely work on. I mean, that's what made the Mahomes-Tyreek Hill thing so dynamic. It was not only is Tyreek just an absolute monster, but like Mahomes would scramble out and then he'd just point a little and then boom, he just hit him with a big one. You'd think that Ayuk would be a perfect player for that kind of stuff, wouldn't you?
You would think so.
So I'm looking at the last time that these two teams faced, which was Thanksgiving of last year. And we know that in the playoff the year before, Debo destroyed them in that playoff game, especially in the second half. And that's what led them to go take Witherspoon so high in the draft, is that they wanted to get somebody to man up against all of these receivers in this division. Debo was the one who had a really big game, but I'm looking at the run game. Debo went 7 for 79. Ayuk had the big touchdown, but really only 2 catches for 50. It was McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell that really led the way in that game. And I'm looking at McCaffrey, 19 for 114 on the ground with 2 touchdowns, and then 5 for 25 in the passing game. Elijah Mitchell had 7 for 39 in that game. So, you know, Purdy only threw for 200 yards. This feels like, and I know this is a different defense, but like I keep going back, like run the ball, short controlled passes. I think getting the ball out of your hands quickly and then trying to suffocate their run game. I don't think Kenneth Walker played in that game last year on the short week. It was Charbonnet getting the bulk of the carries. Yeah. So it's going to be a different look with Kenneth Walker out there for Seattle, but they didn't throw the ball well at all.
Well, you know, the first game they played Seattle last year, for example, twice in 3 weeks. They played them twice in 3 weeks. And the first game was up in Seattle, Thanksgiving night, right? Short week, Thanksgiving night, on the road, divisional game. And Purdy threw for the 209. Ayuk had his 2 for 58, as you just mentioned. But they ran the ball. They made plays. But it was short week on the road. You expected the numbers to be a little down on the road.
Against a road environment. An opponent that knows you.
Exactly. So a couple weeks later, the Niners play them at Levi Stadium. Remember this game, and they went off offensively. Purdy threw for 368. I mean, they made the adjustment. They threw the ball all over the yard. All over the yard. They held the Seahawks down to 3.5 yards a carry, 3.5 yards a carry. McCaffrey had 145 on the ground. Samuel
145.
Had 145. Look at this.
Wow.
Had 145.
How many catches for him in that game?
Debo Samuel, 7 for 149.
He has just killed the Seahawks.
Brandon Ayuk, 6 for 126.
Wow, that's a big game.
Kittle, 3 for 76. McCaffrey only had 1 catch in that game. Wow. 1 catch, 8 yards.
And he had 145 on the ground. Wow.
So, Ayuk and Samuel went crazy against Seattle. Crazy against them at Levi Stadium. So, there's going to be opportunities to throw the ball, but you mentioned it needs to be a Kittle game, and he's had some monster days up there in Seattle. Monster days.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Debo, you need to figure out what you're doing with Debo Samuel. It's time to get him reinvigorated into this offense.
I kind of don't want to hear this argument that he just can't beat man coverage.
Well,
there's like, to me, there's got to be, like, if you have a player of his caliber and you know that he's not the greatest route runner, I think you as the play caller need to set up certain, he's moving in motion under a bunch formation. You know, you mesh things up a little. I'd like to see them get a little creative to get him the ball and get him going.
Well, 707 here with a stat, and we could fact check.
I'd love to hear it,
but I've seen the stat floated around here, and I do believe it without even fact checking it. But 707. Comcast Business Text Line. Niners receivers are getting 2.8 yards of separation from DBs. That is 30th in the league. Purdy's extended plays with his legs because his receivers aren't getting open. I think there's an element there. I think there's some truth to that. The receivers aren't uncovering right away. Go ahead, Spadoni.
I was going to say, no, I was going to get in your ear, Bonte. I apologize for that. But Baldy talked about that yesterday when he joined you guys on the morning roast about why Purdy has to scramble so much, and I'll play the cut. It's because guys aren't getting open.
Well, I mean, the only reason why a quarterback holds the ball is because he's waiting for somebody to get open. You want to get rid of it quicker. Now, you can, like, Ayuk ran a couple of good routes the other day. He's playing much better.
He looks good.
Where the ball's out there on timing, and you could say he's throwing him open, but it's a timing play. He knows where Ayuk separates at the top of his routes extremely well, and he did on Sunday, and they got the ball to him on timing. But you know, some of these routes in this game, he's holding it because he's waiting for somebody to beat one-on-one coverage.
So guys just aren't getting open. So the book is out. Again, Arizona loves the quarters defense, the zone defense. They played a lot of men on Sunday. Kansas City in the Super Bowl played a lot of men. All right? These teams are playing a lot of men against the 49ers right now. And that's why the whole Ricky Pearsall deal about who he is or what he is or what he can do for this offense, we have no idea. But he was drafted because he could beat man coverage. He's tough to jam at the line of scrimmage. He could get separation. So right now, these guys aren't beating man coverage, and that's a problem.
Oh, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. But, like, this is where you have a coach making $15 million or $20 million on the sideline. This is where you got to earn your money. You got to find a way. With these high-priced weapons, I kind of don't want to hear that individuals aren't getting open. You've got to do a couple of things to switch it up and give some guys some free releases.
I hear that, but players got to make plays, Shasky. Yeah, this can't all be on coaching. You can't beat man coverage. You know what? Then you shouldn't be playing.
Well, but a case in point, in the McVay game, right? Like, for example, they had lesser receivers out there who aren't great man beaters, and they're running these routes where two guys at the top of the route are splitting in opposite directions and creating chaos, you know? Right. Or they're doing these drags where guys are forcing, you know, linebackers or safeties or whatever to cover a guy that they know can just run across the field. It's very difficult to cover someone on a drag or a crosser. Like, there are certain things you can do, even if a guy is quote unquote slower. It's not just a, hey, let me run a slant.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there are things that you can do schematically.
But they're not getting open anywhere.
I mean, when was the last time you saw Debo in particular go in motion on one side of the formation and come dragging across the formation on a short, shallow crosser?
They've been on that a little bit, though. They've been on that. They've been on Debo with the sure shallow stuff. They've been on him. So
on the power slants.
On the power slants, drag routes. I mean, I think they're running more routes than just slants. These guys aren't just, they're just, the data is the data. They're not getting separation here. So at some point, a player's going to have to take some pride into it and say, you know what? I need to beat my man in front of me. You're not winning your individual matchups. So coach can only do so much. He could draw up the play, design the play, but at some point, the player's got to say, I got to win my individual matchup.
I
got to win my one-on-ones.
Can you understand where it's hard for me to hear, like, a guy making top money in a position at tight end, a guy making really good coin at wide receiver, they just can't get open. They're just not good at it. I mean, I don't even want to hear that.
Well, they're not getting open. They're not getting open. So, I mean, it's not that they can't do it. They can do it. It's not like every single play They're getting shut down in man coverage. They are uncovering at times. Obviously, Purdy's had some success doing that. Guys are getting open, and Shanahan schemed them open at times. However, you got to take pride in just winning your individual matchup, too. At some point, we got to put some of this on. It can't all be coaching again.
No, I'm not saying it's coaching, but I think there are strengths and weaknesses to all these different systems and schemes and things. And their drop back passing game isn't great. This is why I go back to the run. They're the best when they run the ball and it's second and short or third and short, and they're opening up the playbook with various play action stuff. Like that's
no doubt.
That is when they're at their most optimal. Okay. And so that's why I keep coming back to run the damn ball. Stop trying to go 4 and 5 wide and drop back passing. That's just not. That's not what this roster is great at. This roster is great at is running the ball down your throat, getting under center, doing some play action stuff, and dropping it downfield.
Let's go to Zach in Redwood City. What up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, Bonte? What's up, Shasky?
What's up, Zach?
How are you doing?
Good.
I need a win in the worst way tomorrow.
I know, same. Hey, first of all, I just want to... I'm not sure if you guys have talked about the Salah firing, but it's definitely more wishful thinking, but I see a lot of Niners fans out there hoping for a reunion, and I don't think that's coming at all.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening right now, Zach. I think you got to just trust the coaches that are here right now.
yeah, absolutely. But here's my point, and I needed to go off Shafty here, is you got to run the ball tomorrow and then go off the play action. And then you can see in the previous games against Seattle that running the ball has worked. And I know that we don't have McCaffrey, but here's my point. I know you talked about the shallow routes, the shallow crossing routes. When's the last time we saw a screen play? Like, I know that McCaffrey's not in the backfield, but we need a screen play with our running back and JP Mason, you know, like, and my last point here, and I'm sorry for spieling, but you know, I can't tell you how many times we've seen a pitch play, and I'm pretty sure it was a pitch play to the left with Trent Williams leading, which was very predictable in my opinion, where JP Mason fumbled. So
yeah, you know what? The screen thing is interesting because I've been calling for it. They did. It was early in the game, but they hit a Debo on after the Ayuk play on this like quick little hitter where Ayuk was blocking. I don't know. It could have been offensive blocking or whatever they call it, offensive pass interference, because he was blocking before he even had the ball in his hands. But they hit him on a quick one. I was like, yeah, let's go. But when you have Debo on the edge like that, people know you just want to throw that quick hitter to him.
Yep.
They do need to mix in the screen game to slow up the pass rush.
Yeah, I do want some screen game. Now, when it comes to running the ball, and
it's not bread and butter.
Well, but you know what, though? You know what? The 49ers are fifth in the league in rushing attempts. They're fifth in the league rushing attempts. They're averaging 4.6 yards a carry. So, and that's, you know, that's kind of down from where they're usually at. They're like outside of the top 10. They're about 12th when it comes to rush yards per carry. 4.6 overall as a team. Now, overall in terms of rushing yards, they're seventh in the league in terms of rushing yards per game. So this big misnomer that they're just getting pass happy here, I get it. Some scrambles are factored into this when on some pass plays, but they are still kind of running the football here. It's not like they're just dropping back in 5 wide sets saying, hey, we're going to beat Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals, and throw it 45 times.
No, but I'm saying in this game, we're just going off this one last game. If you account for the Purdy scrambles as non-designed runs, right, because those are broken plays, you drop back 41 times in the game. And now we can go individually into each particular drive and as to why they did it or whatever.
It's game flow.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, the coach himself has said, I want to get to 37 carries a game, you know, and you're stuck with, I think, 21 or 22, like, legit rushes. So it's just a little out of whack. It's 1 week, though.
Right. It's 1 week. Yeah, it's 1 week. I wouldn't overreact to that. But at the same time, maybe Shanahan was thinking about the short week in Seattle. And I know you can't look ahead, but imagine. So if they gave J.P. Mason in that game 20 carries, do you really want to get this guy 40 to 45 carries in 8 days? 2 games in 8 days and 2 divisional games that are very physical?
My philosophy would be different had they won the game. Like, you have to win the game you're in first before you can look ahead to the other one. So I would have a different, you know, philosophy heading into it.
No, I hear that if you won the game or whatnot. But if you won the game and then you're playing Seattle, it's going to be a body bag game again. Divisional games are physical. They're different. All right. So do we want to wear JP Mason out or not? He plays a physical brand of football.
Bonte, I don't think they have a choice. Well, I just don't think they're good enough. I don't think they have a choice. I think they have to ride him. There's no other. Like, what's the alternative?
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Hey, I agree with you guys. I think one of the biggest keys to winning on Thursday is going to be time of possession. Because you look at our defense right now, it's so banged up. I don't think Mooney Ward is going to play. That's really scary. The Seahawks' air attack is pretty scary, you know. So the best thing I think we could do is time of possession, control the clock, have some really good sustained drives that take time off the clock, give our defense time to regroup, focus. And then I'm going to say two things that are maybe like opposing each other, but Kyle, don't get too cute when you're driving down the field. Just run the ball. The circumstances dictate what you need to do here. Debo needs to be used more in the backfield. Like him and Mason, this is like a body bag game, you know, like use him in the backfield. And then when you get in the red zone, that's when you need to be more creative. When it starts to get condensed, okay, yeah. You use the running game all the way down the field. When you get into the red zone, can you get like some kind of natural rub plays? Like you see Kansas City doing it, you know, like can you do something to kind of get these guys open and execute in the red zone? And because we have we signed a kicker off the, you know, like putting him in that hostile environment for his first start, like that's kind of scary. You know?
There's no doubt it's scary.
You know, it's interesting, right? Like the pick plays, the rub plays. Like Peyton Manning was talking about his most dynamic teams, whether it's Denver or Indianapolis. He's like, dude, we just used to run pick plays till we're blue in the face at the goal. But again, when you have Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison and Dallas Clark.
You know what? You got Debo, Jamon Jennings, Kittle, and Debo Samuel. You could probably run some pick plays here and get some guys open.
His point was, Peyton was like, yeah, okay, you might call it once in a game, like the referees.
Right.
You're not calling it four times in a game.
It's just like offensive holding. Exactly. You're not going to do it all day
long. He was like, I would just do it till we're like, and it doesn't even have to be that perfect. It's just enough to just kind of like get in front of someone because it's such a short area throw. The other thing, and I'm getting to this point with this team, the best defense might be their offense. And I don't know, we talk about complimentary football, and sometimes like the best kind of offense isn't an explosive score in four plays offense. It's kind of like control the ball and just like play keep away. And I, like as much as I love the 30-yard bombs and the 40-yard bombs, and those are great scoring quickly, it's better when you have an elite defense. When you have a crummy defense,
you kind of
want to play a little ball
control.
That's
what I'm saying. Your best defense may be your offense. We talk about this in the NBA all the time. We talk about this with the Niners, and especially late last season, your best defense was your offense because they could score at will. They could do it with clock-controlling drives. But you know what? I'm not going to scoff if you get some one-play drives. To hell. Get some home run hits. Get some grand slams. Give me a deep shot here that goes for 70. I don't mind that as well, but Josh on 580 thinks the Niners need a gritty win. They need to get down and dirty and get a victory. What up, Josh?
What up, fellas? Yeah, man, they got to get one. I think right now what I'm sensing, I don't think they've played that good, but I think they played that bad. They've played where they should, again, technically be 4-1. I think what's happening to them right now is just that Super Bowl hangover feeling, and it kind of reminds me of what the Warriors kind of had last year, not like the Super Bowl, but just that feeling that when it's fourth quarter and it's a close game, everybody seems to get tight. The energy leaves the sidelines. There's not as much rah-rah. There's not as much excitement. Everybody seems to get tight, and you can kind of feel it. And it's kind of like, oh, we lost the Super Bowl close. Now we're losing against the Vikings in a close game. We lose against the Rams in a close game. We lose against the Cardinals. It keeps happening over and over again. It's kind of what the Warriors went through, where it's just like now it's just seeping into their mental where they got to find one to get a gritty win on Thursday.
That's a good point.
I think it's going to be a divisional game. They're going to grind it out. It's going to be a battle, and they got to find a way just to get a win, just to get the mindset right. You know what I'm saying? The talent is there on the team. The offense can play. The defense isn't as bad. If you look at the score, they haven't given up 30 points this season. They've given up, you know, the high of 27, and they're playing okay. They just got to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. That's where we're at right now, and you just can't get tight. You got to play loose. I think part of that is Drake Greenlaw. I think the energy that he's bringing, Trent Williams, Debo, the energy is not the same for whatever reason, because they feel like, you know, they've been there, you know, 2 years in a row to the NFC Championship, to the Super Bowl, and now they're kind of just trying to, like, lollygag through the regular season, and it's like it's kind of catching up to them. They got to bring the heat. They got to bring the energy. If they bring that, they'll win these gritty games and get that mindset right. I just think that's where they're at right now.
No doubt about that. Great call, Josh. Great call, and I'm with you there. Just get a win. Get a gritty win. You're right about the defense here, but the situational defense, Shasky, to your point, I think about Minnesota. You're down 20-14. They eat up 6 minutes and 46 seconds on a drive to kick a field goal to ice the game. You think about the LA Rams in the fourth quarter. Did whatever the hell they wanted to do against your defense, so they're not getting stops in critical situations. Last year, it flipped. In the first half, you were getting roasted, and in the second half, you made your adjustments and you slowed things down to give your offense a shot to win a football game. Right now, the defense isn't getting it done in the second half and in the fourth quarter of football games. Real quick, Shasky, before we get to the injury report, let's get your favorite guest on. BPA, Brian and Palo Alto.
Oh, that was Father Patrick.
No, Father Patrick loves me.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.